broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for April the 17th in the year of our Lord, 2017. This is the goal, to promote God, family, and country, and to protect life, liberty, and property. Sam and Kurt, always on your radio. Now, we cover a lot of religious topics on this broadcast, more than most. But let's be clear, we are Christians, but this is a commercial radio program. We run radio commercials, and we're here to make a profit. We believe in America as well. And the reason I bring that up is a lot of times we talk about Mormon issues or issues relating to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, the Mormons, the LDS, whatever. Partly we do that because we are both Mormon. And we feel like the nation really would like kind of a down-to-earth perspective on what's happening from that point of view. But we also don't just highlight Mormon issues. We highlight, you know, evangelical issues, Baptist issues, Christian issues of all kinds, and Catholic issues as well. And we like to highlight the good that folks do with regards to religion and Christianity and around the world. And whenever it's found, we do it. Whenever there's private school, we've talked endlessly about the Catholics and their private schools and how wonderful many of those school systems and settings really are. And the private schools, and I mean, the list goes on and on. And whenever religious leaders speak out boldly for good things, we support them. All right? We don't attack people. We deal with principles. And when somebody's right on a principle, we back them and support them. When they're wrong, then we say, that's not the way, and here's why. But we're always focused on solutions. Well, Kurt, over the weekend, the Pope Francis had an impromptu speech. It was called an Easter Sunday speech. Now, Pope Francis encouraged people to hold fast in their fearful hearts to faith, hold fast to faith, despite all the wars, sickness, and hatred in the world. And he acknowledged that many wonder where God is amid such evil and suffering. And I got some answers to that, Kurt, but welcome to the broadcast. Do you want to chime in on Pope Francis's message? I think it was quite good, Kurt. I agree.
Well, yeah, I mean, imagine, promoting peace and kindness,
faith,
all that kind of stuff. You can see why some people would be upset with him.
But I can also see why I would support him, Kurt, because it's consistent, because it's full of solutions and answers.
Yeah, I mentioned that tongue-in-cheek. But, the guys that sell big military stuff, they don't want to really have peace break out because, doggone, it's bad for sales, Sam.
Yeah, it's like going to the pharmacist and saying, how's business? It's horrible. Everybody's all healthy. Nobody's sick. That kind of thing, huh?
That's exactly right.
It's like it's like walking up to a pessimist and saying, good morning. Isn't it beautiful today? And they're just all grumbling with
what
they're
saying. That's going to tick them off, for sure. Yeah.
Kind of thing. Anyway, I'm just telling you, good for Pope Francis, encouraging people to hold fast to faith, despite all the wars, sickness, hatred. And then acknowledging that many wonder where God is among such pain and suffering in difficult times. And my response is, God provides plenty of relief, Kurt. But it reminds me of a little story that was told by a guy by the name of Dieter F. Uppdorf. And he told the story. It's on LDS.org. I saw it. It's called The First Presidency Message of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And he told this story about this religious guy. A Jewish rabbi was walking with a soap maker. And they were hanging out and talking. And, the soap maker saw a bunch of strife and trouble in the street. And the soap maker's like, man, Rabbi, I don't understand with all you religious guys around, because this soap maker guy was like an atheist dude or whatever. And he's like, I just don't understand with all you religious guys around, man, you sure ain't doing any good. Look at all the problems in the world. It's horrible. And everything's just bad. And said this to the religious rabbi, and the rabbi just kind of didn't say a word. And they kept walking. And of course, the anti-religious guy, the soap maker in this case, said, in his heart. See, he doesn't have any answer for my factual points here, you know. I get it. He just doesn't have any answers. But then they came along a little later, and they saw a playground with some children. And, man, the kids were all dirty, dirt in their hair, and they were playing and wrestling in the dirt and doing all these things. And the rabbi wisely said, hey, you know, I don't understand why, you know, with all you soap makers making soap for hundreds of years like you've been doing, well, those kids over there are so dirty, for crying out loud. I mean, what's up with that? And the soap maker said, well, first you got to use the soap if you want it to do its job. And the rabbi said, that's right. What do you say, Kurt?
Well, you couldn't be more right, you know. And there's, I mean, it was reminding me of over the weekend, I work in an area called the home-based business, and I suggest everybody have a home-based business. And I was studying up a little bit more from a guy named Bob Schmidt, and he reminded me of the situation where, you know, basically people just, you know, on this whole issue of whatever it is, they need to have the benefits of a home-based business for tax reasons, but they don't know how to do it, and so they don't jump into it. And the same way with soap. If they sit there with a bar of soap but never use it, just like if they sit there with the ideas from the Prince of Peace and never use them, they don't get much done. And he commented about this one guy that told him, look, kind of just relax about your idea. You think you're going to get everybody in the world to jump on with your idea. He says the Prince of Peace, or he says one guy, you know, he's talking about Jesus Christ, been working on that for like 2,000 something years, and he still hasn't got everybody on board with his ideas.
That's because we don't believe in force.
Great point, Sam.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, good on the Pope. We commend him for his faith-filled message on Easter. Good for him. And I will tell you where God is amongst so much evil and suffering. You know, we can be his agents. And so I can sit around and, you know, wonder where God is in all this. Or I can take a message that my aunt gave me a long time ago when I wanted something else done and I didn't want to do it. She said, what's wrong with you? Your legs painted on? You know, hey, you can get up and you have two hands and you can get involved, and there's where God is, in your service, in your love, in your kindness, in your reach out, in your random acts of charitable kindness to others. Bust out a big old open can of charity, folks, on people, and pretty soon you'll be thinking God's everywhere. All right, sad news, Kurt. Donald Trump melting down even more. Hate to say it, but gotta do it, because this is bad what he's doing here. And again, my goal is not to attack the Donald, but my goal is to highlight this critical principle. Headline, Trump moves to keep White House visitor logs secret. Claims it's necessary for national security. Effectively bars the public from knowing which activists and lobbyists, political donors and others that are getting access to the Donald and the White House in general. Not to mention presidential aides on a daily basis. So why would Donald move to keep White House visitor logs secret, Kurt? He's claiming it's national security, but I don't buy it, Kurt. I don't accept it.
Well, you know, this is a, at least in my opinion, it's a tough area. Let's just pretend that, you know, for example, well, you were president, Sam, and you needed to, you know, make some, well, you wanted to work with these foreign countries. You needed to talk with them, et cetera. And yet, if you talk with certain ones, you know that others might be upset, you know, that kind of thing. And you can see that, at least in my opinion, there's a possibility that there would be a reason for this. My problem with the whole idea is that typically I mean, let's say we had a real godly man like a Judge Roy Moore, and he said, you know, if we tell everybody about everybody I'm talking to, then it makes these guys upset, and they get ticked off with them, and they, you know, people start thinking that, hey, I'm doing such and such when it's not the truth. You and I would probably back a Judge Roy Moore in something like this, you know, if we knew the situation. But
you're
so
right.
Many times the bad guys use the good guys' things for bad purposes.
You're right about that, but I would submit to you, and we'll talk about this, because you've got a valid point, Kurt, but I think there's a solution for that. We'll talk about it in seconds. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, Sam and Kurt. So Kurt's right, as could be, ladies and gentlemen, there is a legitimate national security question here. That, you know what, does the president have the right or the need to meet with people on occasion that, you know what, shouldn't be public? And I think the answer to Kurt's question is an absolute resounding yes. You're 100% right. However, here's my problem with this. And your point's well taken, Kurt, that look, if we had the good guy, somebody that we trusted that was a good, honest, moral character, a good, honest, wise servant, then we probably wouldn't have a problem with this at all. Except here's my problem with it. Why would you move to keep the White House visitor logs secret? Because 90% of those visits, Kurt, are not a problem at all and ought to be transparent. Especially if you're meeting with aides or different people, especially when there's so many lobbyists that you've literally spoke out against oftentimes, activists, political donors, et cetera, et cetera. Now, if you want to meet somebody for a private purpose, you can always meet at a different location. And if you don't believe me, Donald did it at Mar-a-Lago just the other day with the Chinese president. Okay? Donald met Rand Paul out on the golf course. Okay, so we're not saying that the president can't meet with somebody. And quite, they had Creature from Jekyll Island from a bunch of people secretly going to Georgia to meet and create the Federal Reserve. So let's not pretend people can't meet in private if they want to. Okay, what we're talking about here is instead of the exception, they've made the rule less transparent. That's my problem. I get it. If there's a meeting on occasion that needs to be that way, I'm okay with that. What I'm not okay with is that being the standard change in policy rule over all the visitor logs, whether it's meeting with an aide, whether it's a lobbyist. Literally, Trump moves to keep White House visitor logs secret. And he then falsely claims national security is at the helm. I think for once in a while that may be the case, Kurt, but not the blanket that we now see. You want to respond to that, Kurt?
Well, I got to agree with you, Sam. Just imagine if we felt like we had a George Washington, a Thomas Jefferson, those types of leaders, that were leading our Senate, the House, the President. We can always.
No, you're right as rain. If we had moral leaders, this wouldn't be near as much of a concern. But when you have Donald railing on the lobbyists, railing on saying this is the most corrupt of ever, and Barack should be more transparent, and running around with political donors and aides and lobbyists and just corruption everywhere. And then on a daily basis, as a blanket rule, you basically make all this stuff secret and say national security is at stake. At some point, you're playing games, Kurt. So much for Donald's promise to drain the swamp, huh? Now, by the way, all the
sure
other guys went to Kennebunkport or Camp David or some of these places, we don't know what they did there, Kurt. They could have met with leaders in private. No one's saying that there's not a legitimate need to meet in private on occasion for the leader of the free world. But this blanket idea that it's all secret, I'm just not comfortable with it. I'm just not. All right. Anyway, there you have it. I guess California Rep. Maxine Waters running around pushing for impeachment of the Donald, Kurt. And I guess California Representative Maxine Waters leads impeachment chant an anti-Trump rally. And Donald tweeting, "Don't you guys know that I won?" Oh, boy. So the question is, should Donald be impeached, Kurt, do you think?
Well, I find it really unusual for me to be on the side of Maxine Waters. What I would like to remind folks, one of our great founding fathers said that we've got to bind our leaders down with the chains of the Constitution, and that the Constitution is so important to override even the most popular of leaders, so that then they're protected. That power and that kind of thing gets very tough for anyone not start drinking the Kool-Aid, you know?
Amen. You're right about that. Now, I believe that California Representative Democrat from California, Maxine Waters, calling for impeachment for the Donald is wrongheaded. However, I do think Donald should be impeached over his war mentality. So you literally have the United States, bombing Syria, Kurt? Right? Or
that's
setting
correct.
Missiles into Syria, and then they bombed who?
ISIS with the Moab.
Yeah, but what country's in that in, Kurt?
That was in Afghanistan.
All right, so you literally drop one of the largest bombs on Afghanistan. You literally attack with 60 missiles Syria, and then Mike Pence has the audacity to head to South Korea and say, "North Korea, you guys are the provocateurs because you tested they claim defensive weapon, Kurt." Now, I'm not believing that North Korea is in defense mode, but I would say that it's hard to claim that North Korea is the saber rattler and or the provocateur, or the when we're the ones that are literally taking military hardcore action while claiming they're the provocateurs. Kurt, at some point, I just don't get it.
Now, you know, the one part that I do understand, at least in my opinion, is that over the years, we've had a whole bunch of these so-called bad guys, and that's why I say so-called, as many times we are at the source of arming them and setting them up, etc. But, you know, let's leave that aside for just a minute, even though that's like a very tough part to leave aside. Let's just pretend that, you know, all is as we sometimes get told by the establishment media, that there's these bad guys and they threaten us, and then we say no more of that or else we'll, you know, do something, and they threaten us again, and we don't do anything over and over and over. in those situations, at least I believe, you've got to realize that, hey, all you're doing is just encouraging the bad guy to get tougher. On the other hand, here's the problem. Yeah, and you've not said what you're not backed up what you said you were going to do. My problem is we end up many times being the real bully and the real problem with the situation, whether it's the local situation, if you got the FBI, that we're being the drug or the porn purveyors so that we can catch porn guys, or the drug people that we bring in drugs and put it on the market so that we can catch drug guys. I mean, we just seem to do this thing all wrong so many times.
Well, when you arm and train and fund terrorists, then you run around saying we got to stop terrorism. It's just, creates problems. Now, I guess protesters are supposedly taking to the streets across the country to demand that Donald Trump releases his tax returns, Kurt. Now, that's what organizers say. I find that interesting. Organizers say that, Kurt. Now, Donald Trump says, who are these organizers? We need to find out where they get their funding. And I think that's exactly right. But marches, they claim, are taking place in about 150 cities across the country.
Well, wouldn't it be nice if Donald Trump would take this opportunity to say, look, you know, this is just something that's gone on for way too long. I'm talking about the income tax system, over 100 years.
Yeah, but he's not going to.
I know, but I'm just saying, wouldn't it be nice of him to just simply take this opportunity and say, hey, we need to call a halt to this messed up program, this thing that nobody really loves, except for maybe accountants and lawyers and judges that make money on it.
And Congress that gets used as the way to destroy you and I.
That's right. Free the American people from this, debacle, and let's return, make America great again by going back to what we had before this. I mean,
it would be wonderful, but this is where Donald talks the talk, Kurt, but he doesn't walk the walk. This is where,
but that's why we bring it up, so that he can, change his ways and hopefully move forward, right?
Yeah, but Trump is
I guess if we're going to make America great again, he moved backwards. I don't know.
Trump is making America great again, but he's also granting the military much more leeway in bombing ISIS, Kurt. But the problem is, he said that we created ISIS, Kurt. How does that all work?
Well, yeah, but you don't want to bring that.
I just want the truth that, to come out loud. I want to shut down the IRS. I want to bring back gold and silver money. I want to get out of these foreign entanglements known as belligerent, hostile, unjust, unconstitutional, immoral wars. And I want to stand with the Prince of Peace, Kurt, and I want to teach the world to do the same.
Wow, that's a tall order, Sam.
And then they tell you that I'm a terrorist, huh?
Well, that all adds up, doesn't it?
It all adds up to the truth shall set you free. Boy, do I agree with that. Now, by the way, I'm going to introduce someone to you, Kurt, that you'll find fascinating in seconds on your radio.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With Liberty News this hour, I'm Brad Gibson. As Great Britain negotiates its exit of the European Union, Montenegro is interested in becoming a member. Recently, independent from Serbia, Montenegro is a poor country whose citizens largely support sacrificing national liberty for the perceived economic benefits of EU membership. But Montenegro has been slowly changing its laws to conform to the politically correct social mandates of the EU. In addition, Montenegro is trying to join NATO despite having no army, air force, or navy. Even though the U.S. rejects out of hand the Russian explanation that Syria's airstrike hit a rebel weapons depot that exploded chemical weapons unknowingly, the same thing happened to the U.S. in an airstrike on ISIS. The Syrian general staff said that the U.S.-led coalition struck an ISIS depot storing chemical weapons in Syria on Wednesday, killing several hundred people, including civilians. Sputnik News reports that the U.S.-led coalition struck a depot belonging to U.S.-backed rebel forces, proving, as Russia sees it, that rebels have chemical weapons. You're listening to LibertyNewsDaily.com.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. If you want a win-win opportunity for patriots, we present a solution. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. When it comes to books, videos, health food, and natural products, please do business with the good guys today. Phone in orders available by calling 877-817-9829 or purchase online at thepowermall.com.
With Liberty News, I'm Brad Gibson.
We fought, we learned, we struggled, we won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, Kurt, the new media is taking center stage. I've really talked about that a lot on this program, a lot as I travel around the country and publicly speak and more. And it's getting more and more and more and more that way to where the mainstream press has really started to teeter on becoming yesteryear. The younger generations, more and more and more people are starting to use new media. And if you want me to give you the biggest highlight to make that point right now, I shall do so. I don't know if you know, but there's a magazine that I keep an eye on called Radio World. And Radio World highlights all the different things in radio engineering, new products, new people, what's happening in the industry, all kinds of stuff. Well, Radio World had a headline that really typifies the new media taking center stage. Kurt, I want you to name some of the biggest radio groups in America for me. Can you name them?
Well, you got Clear Channel. Let's see.
You got Cumulus, which is Michael Savage and crew.
Okay, yeah, good point.
Who else?
Those would be.
Are the two in the private sector. That's right.
Yeah. Oh, well, in the public sector or the government sector, you got NPR.
That's right. The three biggest radio services in America are Clear Channel, Cumulus, and NPR.
Yeah, good point.
All right, now. The headline from Radio World this week just said this. Introducing NPR's GM of podcasting. Now think about what that headline says. Podcasting is so huge now, taking such center stage that National Public Radio, one of the biggest news/radio organizations in the country, Kurt, National Public Radio, they realize podcasting is so big, so influential, so important. It's the new media to the point where they have a GM now hired and now being introduced to the whole radio community. Headline, introducing NPR's GM of podcasting. Have you ever thought of having one of the largest radio groups in America, a general manager of podcasting, Kurt?
That's a great point, Sam.
It means it is absolutely huge.
Yep. Yep, it does.
And it's getting bigger because they say that, you know what, we're just at the tipping point. we're just getting started with this podcasting thing. Before, it was kind of like an alternative thing for, you know, somebody that wasn't professional or somebody that, you know, couldn't really do a real radio show. But
yeah,
that's not true when the National Public Radio hires an expert in the field. I'm sure this guy gets more than $100,000 a year, Kurt. And he's the GM of podcasting.
Yeah.
I find that incredibly interesting.
Yeah.
And it just tells you this stuff is bigger than you think. And I've been on this for literally years. Yeah. And I'm sure glad NPR is catching up. Well, I wish they weren't, but I'm just saying it typifies the reality, how important this is. Whenever you go anywhere in America, it doesn't matter where you go. You can't even hardly get any signals on your radio, like two signals or something. NPR's there.
Yep.
They're everywhere. They are huge, and they're all funded by your tax dollars. Now, Donald Trump was very critical of some of these organizations when he was running for office. Now he's not saying a word, Kurt.
Yeah. Well, darn.
That's the Donald for you.
Yeah.
All right. We got to talk about this for the rest of the hour. Kurt has several stories related to taxes. And knowing that you're unconstitutional, hostile, terrorist organization known as the IRS is going to force you to file by tomorrow night, Kurt.
Yeah.
They gave you some extra days so you can just, like, run around in fear while you're supposed to be celebrating the Prince of Peace and the Resurrection Day or Easter. Mm-hmm. They held it, you know, they should have had everybody file before Easter so people could be free. But they don't like that. They love the fear factor. Anyway, you got a bunch
just
of stories.
Said, hey, we're going to free everybody and you don't have to do it anymore. You know,
amen. But Donald's not doing that, Kurt. He loves the IRS.
No.
He pretends he hates it, but he loves it.
Yeah, good point.
Now, you have several stories relating to this. The first one's written by Bill Federer, Kurt.
Well, yeah, Sam. What you've got is, if you look at the history on this whole thing, it's just not a pretty picture.
I hear that.
Wow. It's been around for a long time. You know, Bill Federer basically points out 100 and something years, I guess it's 104 years, now of the income tax. And, you've just certainly got to call for the stopping of it, you know, the ending of the system. He says how our taxation system screwed everything up is what his headline is. And he points out other tragic things that happened on April 15th. And then he says, talking about the Titanic, President Lincoln dying, these are all on April 15th. Then he says in 1954, April 15th became the deadline for filing income tax returns, he's got, you'd have to argue with his premise that April 15th and the whole tax system is sure a messed up system. You'd have a hard time, I think, finding a worse system. He says businesses gradually became subject to, he's talking about, this whole withholding and all these different things. He says higher taxes, higher wages and benefits, more lawsuits, more governmental bureaucracy, more environmental restrictions, and it goes on and on. He says JFK noticed back in February of 61, he says, I have asked the Secretary of the Treasury to report on whether present tax laws may be stimulating in undue amounts the flow of American capital to the industrial countries abroad. So he's wondering, hey, are we really causing our guys to want to do business elsewhere? I don't think that's a tough question to answer. But a little later in the same year, April 20th, he said, in those countries where income taxes are lower than in the United States, the ability to defer the payment of U.S. tax by retaining income in the subsidiary it's a big, long statement, but the bottom line is he found out that, because of the way our system works, we basically send folks elsewhere. Right, Sam?
Yes. Now, in this article, though, how our tax system screwed everything up, Bill Federer. He talks about a 1954 April 15th became the deadline for filing income tax and income tax returns. Now, this is interesting because it wasn't until 1954, Kurt. This is like modern history stuff. And it's interesting that our founders, you know, did not support any kind of direct taxation. Now, in this article, Federer goes on and talks about some interesting points. And this is what I want to highlight really quick. Marx, meaning Karl Marx, is attributed with the phrase, quote, accuse the victim of what you do. Or accuse your opponent of what you are guilty of. Okay? So if you're lying, accuse your opponent of being a liar. If you're racist, accuse your opponent of being a racist. If you're sexually immoral, accuse your opponent of having loose sexual morals. If you're engaging in voter fraud, Kurt, accuse your opponent of it. If you're disseminating fake news, claim your opponent is spreading fake news. If you're receiving millions from globalists and Hollywood elites, accuse your opponent of being controlled by them. Controlled by the rich.
Man, it's a great
believe it or not, in
we
NPR,
sure
we mentioned NPR, Kurt. Believe it or not, David Axelrod. Okay. Basically used this tactic and explained how in an NPR interview. There you have it, right?
Well, that's a great point. And here on the end of this Federer story, he says, commenting on the increased size of government and tax burden, President Ronald Reagan remarked at the National Space Club luncheon, this is in 85, he says, quote, personally, I like space. The higher you go, the smaller the federal government looks. And then the last paragraph, he says, I believe God, this is Reagan again, I believe God did give mankind unlimited gifts to invent, produce, and create. And for that reason, it would be wrong for governments to devise a tax structure that suppresses those gifts.
And Ronald Reagan's correct on the point, but wrong because he let it stand, Kurt. Why Reagan did that, I don't know. They all talk the talk, folks, but when it comes to reality, we don't seem to get anything done. All right, hang tight. Liberty Roundtable live in seconds.
Every day I wake up, it's almost like a battle. It's like, well, you know, I could do this today. I could go get drunk.
I don't like beer. I'm an alcoholic because I can't, you know, stop drinking because it alters my mind, but I don't like alcohol.
And I had to keep telling myself that, you know, this is okay. Everybody does this. My whole life was just a big lie.
I can't control if I do take that drink because I'm an addict and I can't.
I admit, it's messed me up.
I don't have a very good memory. I have a hard time remembering things when I learn them.
I can't concentrate on one thing for more than 5 or 10 minutes. You have fun until you hit rock bottom and it's not fun anymore.
I remember sitting in assemblies about drugs and I thought, that's never going to happen to me. I'm never going to be like those kids. Here I am.
The choices that you make are choices you're going to have to live with.
A public service message from The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211 and take your free Vigor test today and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again and, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby, Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor Score test today.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
See, Donald and the Congress claim they want to get rid of Planned Parenthood, right, Kurt? They want to defund it and everything. They talk about that, right?
Right.
But in Bill Federer's column, it lays out the truth about Planned Parenthood and about this Hegelian dialectic that the communists use. And Marx is attributed of the phrase, if you're guilty of something, accuse your opponent of that same thing. Well, what you got to understand is Margaret Sanger created an organization that was designed to promote and purify the race, meaning white people. It was very racist and hostile. Well, that's been renamed. Her organization has been renamed Planned Parenthood. Why don't the Republicans and Democrats who truly want to get rid of Planned Parenthood talk about the racist beginnings of the organization, the hostile culture of murder that it fosters? They're not doing anything about it, Kurt, really. They're just saying, oh, Planned Parenthood is bad. And then Donald says, well, Planned Parenthood's good, but the abortion part's bad. Let's get them to not do abortions and promote Planned Parenthood or whatever. They're not even calling a spade, Kurt.
Yep. I know that a lot more could be done. I did see the one CNN piece that basically the headline reads, Trump privately signs anti-Planned Parenthood law. They say that this bill, which the... it says the usually camera-friendly
president. What did it say, Trump? What, Kurt?
Well, it says signs anti-Planned Parenthood law privately.
Yeah. Why, Kurt?
Well,
why wouldn't this be top billing, top of the town, pro-life news, Kurt?
Well, that's a good question. You know, and a lot I think has to do with, hey, after a while, I suppose you just think, hey, man, why are we going to call another press conference? Because, you know, it gets crazy around here. Maybe he's not wanting to put a star on his forehead. I don't know.
Here's what I do know. Always focus on principle, and I'm not here to attack Donald. When he signs this law, good for him, Kurt. I just wish we could get more out of it by making it public and promoted and giving us, the new media, and the pro-life advocates a chance to dovetail on this for greater coverage and focus. But I'm not downing Donald for signing it. Good for him, and it's another step in the right direction, Kurt.
Well, yeah, and they also bring up in the story that, you know, they quote Dawn something last name. She's the executive vice president of Planned Parenthood. She said, women's worst fears are now coming true. We're facing the worst political attack on women's health in a generation as lawmakers have spent the past 3 months trading away women's health and rights at every turn. You know, it just, at least to me, what we really ought to have is a government out of all of those areas and leave that to the private citizen. And they can fund what they want with their own money.
There you have it. Don't know how to respond. I mean, I'm just saying I'm appreciative whenever Donald does something good. But I know this, for example, I just got the White House email update. I get them every day, Kurt. It says special edition today is the 139th. White House Easter egg roll, buddy. Join us. Watch all the festivities live.
Oh, baby. Yeah.
Okay, so they got that with a live stream to watch that thing, Kurt. White House Easter egg roll through history.
Busy. Yeah.
Next section. From President Trump. White House updates. They got all kinds of links for me to retweet it, to promote it big time. In case you missed it. President Donald Trump's weekly address. Now, he proclaimed April 15th through the 23rd, Curtis, National Park Week. White House commends Atlanta responders for Interstate 85 bridge fire and their response. Okay? Now, I'm not here to say those are bad things, but that's the whole newsletter, Kurt. We're not going to mention this pro-life opportunity, Kurt? We're not going to have a public statement using National Public Radio asking all governors to jump aboard and abolish Planned Parenthood in their states because Congress is not willing to do anything?
Yeah, that's a good point, Sam. Did you see the piece?
I
got
to go back
piece?
To the tax stories, Kurt.
All right. Okay, good.
Because
good.
You had more than one tax
good
story.
Point.
I told everybody
good point.
You had more
you're
than
right.
one.
You're right. Yeah.
And so I'm not against your other story. We'll get to it in a second. But your
there's
second
so
story.
So many different things.
In addition to Bill Federer, is incredible, though. 9 out of 10, Kurt.
Yeah. Yeah, Garth Kent, WorldNet Daily, is a piece, and it says 9 out of 10 IRS asset seizures fleece innocent taxpayers. You've heard of the golden fleece. Well, this is they're fleecing you out of your gold. Yeah, it says innocent until proven guilty is a fundamental principle of the American legal system, but this guy says it's not the policy of the IRS. And he says that a new tax season report airing soon on investigative reporter Cheryl Atkinson's full measure sheds light on just how badly the IRS abuses one of its most odious policies. Yeah, doggone it. You mean they don't follow their own rules? WorldNet Daily, he says, has long covered cases of abuse committed by the IRS under its civil asset forfeiture procedures, such as that of Baker David Vocatura, who went through a legal nightmare, all because his family business, a nearly 100-year-old community institution, made a series of cash deposits under $10,000. Yeah, it's not illegal to do that, but it raises the suspicion of the IRS because banks are required to report cash deposits in excess of $10,000. That's, they say, due to the Bank Secrecy Act of 1970 that was amended by the so-called, I added that, Patriot Act in 2011. But the IRS seems to be using the law as a cash cow to fleece innocent taxpayers. For instance, he says, the IRS raided this guy's bakery in 2013 and seized $68,000 from its bank account under civil asset forfeiture procedures. For 3 years, the IRS pressured Mr. David and his brother to plead guilty to criminal charges of structuring bank account or bank deposits and to agree to surrender the money. Guess what? They refused. Good for them. In retaliation for their refusal, the agency then launched a criminal tax investigation of their business, requiring them to account for nearly every financial transaction over an 8-year period. That's when the Vocaturas took the IRS to court. Last May, just hours after the bakery and the Institute for Justice sued the IRS to get the money back, the IRS announced it would return all the money but continue with its retaliatory tax investigation. Federal prosecutors never brought their case before a judge.
By the way, this is just one example, though, where somebody stands up, if enough stood up, would stop this shenanigan in a heartbeat.
Good point. Instead, pressuring the owners to agree to a voluntary forfeiture. A year ago, the two Vocatura brothers were presented with a plea agreement that required they plead guilty to criminal structuring, accept a 3 to 4 year prison sentence, forfeit the original $68,000, and surrender an additional $160,000 worth of personal assets. Their refusal, surprise, sparked the demand for 8 years worth of business records. Anyway, it goes on and on, but the bottom line is, terrorism doesn't just exist overseas, Sam, does it?
No, and the bottom line to me, though, is this. You know, why, when we have Republican-controlled House, Senate, White House, more governorships than any time in history, the courts, why isn't this the focus to get rid of, Kurt? They're not even talking about getting rid of it. All they're saying is Donald's like, I want to reform taxes. And they're going, you're going to run into a buzzsaw, my friend. Forget it. There's no talk of getting rid of this tyranny that I see.
Good point. Sad point.
What do you think, Kurt? Do you see really any,
I don't see it. And yet, in my opinion, it's it would certainly make somebody very popular. Now, I agree that the IRS, with their power and the different things, could simply take down congressmen and senators and, you know, so many people just because of the way they can operate, Sam. We've seen it
plenty of times. But again, we've got to start to stand up somehow. Right?
That's exactly right. That's one of the things you always remind me of about when you go to your dad's gravestone. There's the guy just close by that his headstone says, cause of death, IRS. I always think, well, if in our lifetime, even though it's 104 years old, the income tax system, if we can simply get that system eliminated and go back to making America great again, that will be a good accomplishment in our lifetime, huh?
What do you think will be Donald Trump's legacy, Kurt? Do you think he'll get enough done to really matter?
Well, there's talking about legacy. That could certainly be something that he could use to save all the grandchildren of the future and all the women that, you know, have to hassle with this system and stuff like that. He could say, look, I'm freeing the slaves. You know what I mean?
Yeah. What do you think his legacy will be, though? You think he'll really get anything done? So far,
well,
all he's really got is confusion to his name, Kurt.
You know, I'm just going to take the same old phrase from Zig Ziglar that he said, look, I'm going to go after Moby Dick in a rowboat.
That doesn't answer the question.
And take the tartar sauce with me. I'm hopeful that he will. And
right.
That's
so what do you think his legacy will
to.
Be? What are you going to push
what
for?
What I predict or what I hope for?
Well, either. Both.
Well, I hope for the best. I hope for making America great again. And that includes everything.
What would you like to be his name anonymous with? Or synonymous with?
Well, for truly making America great again, not just a hat.
Yeah, I would like Donald's legacy to be tied to a pro-life view. If there's any single item I could point to, it'll be a pro-life view. And that's why I appreciate him signing this stuff about Planned Parenthood in private. It's great. I'm glad he did it. I'm not down on it one bit. But folks, why on earth isn't this shouted from the hilltops? I sure pray that it would be, and I'm doing my best to help it be so. We don't mean to be negative, but we do need to call a spade. We do need to stand on the right side of issues every time. And when you do, you're in good company every time. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. 2 hours in the can. Hopefully it was educational and entertaining. Kurt's right. There's too many stories to cover. But hang tight. Tomorrow we got a bunch of them lined up for you already, and we haven't even got started on tomorrow's show. How's that? LibertyRoundtable.com. Donate today. We declare this nation shall endure.